With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hundreds of inmates fleeing Haiti's main prison after armed gangs stormed that facility in an overnight explosion of violence that has engulfed much of Port-au-Prince. At least five people have been killed.
In Haiti's capital, gangs are gaining strength, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry is abroad trying to gather support from a UN-backed security force to stabilize the country. A prison worker reported that out of over 4,000 inmates, less than 100 remain behind bars and pleaded for their safety. In the absence of official information, family members of some convicts rushed to the prison to check on loved ones.
That is correspondent Rika Ann Garcia. Also at SRNnews.com, crews continue fighting a huge blaze in the Texas Panhandle. Two people have been killed. Some 500 homes and barns have been destroyed. Wheeler Volunteer Fire Department firefighter Chase Helton.
We were very fortunate. The fire got within 3 miles from us, so we got it shut down, and thankfully it didn't get on our ranch.
Firefighter Eric Marshall says the heat and flames from those fires extremely intense.
A lot of emotion, and just crazy how fast the wind can push one of those fires around like that.
And that blizzard in the Sierra Nevada mountains had 100 mile per hour winds earlier today. Those winds are now starting to slow off just a bit. University of Maryland has ordered all fraternities and sororities on campus to suspend social activities after the school received reports of unsafe movements. School sent letters to the presidents informing them of the suspension, but did not describe the alleged misconduct necessarily as hazing. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans support a 16-week abortion ban.
According to the latest poll from YouGov, 48% of respondents think barring the procedure after 16 weeks of pregnancy is reasonable. 35% oppose such a ban. 16% are not sure. Former President Trump has indicated his support for a 16-week ban, but President Biden says he doesn't want any kind of federal limitation on abortion, vowing to return the country to Roe versus Wade if he wins the election in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elected officials throughout American history have sworn oaths to uphold constitutions and pledge allegiance to the flag, but that's changing. In Ohio, Sabrina Warner has stepped down from the state's GOP Central Committee, saying she could not uphold a constitution that enshrines abortion. Disagreements over abortion, gun rights, and race are prompting some leaders to draw a line. This is SRN News. A proposed new search for the Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 a decade after it disappeared.
Malaysia's government says it may renew the hunt for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 10 years after its disappearance. This comes after a proposal from a U.S. technology firm for a renewed search in the southern Indian Ocean, where the plane is believed to have crashed. In Malaysia, a memorial event commemorated the 10-year anniversary of the crash, where Malaysia's Minister of Transport has highlighted his government's dedication to the search.
No reluctance. As I've mentioned numerous times, as far as Malaysian government is concerned, we are committed to that search, and the search must go on.
In the decade that has passed, families of the victims remain determined to uncover the truth to what happened to their loved ones. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More details at srnnews.com.